You know, we spend a massive amount of time on this show talking about the digital economy, like it's this boundless, infinite frontier. And in some ways, physically speaking, it is. We've got infinite shelf space. You look at YouTube, Spotify, Google, TikTok, they can hold an endless amount of data. The infrastructure is built, the shelves are up, the lights are on, and the store is open 24/7.
But, and this is the huge but that nobody really likes to talk about, we're hitting a wall. We have the shelves, and we have these incredible platforms to host learning, like the one we're looking at today, Videmo. But we are strictly limited by the human capacity to actually produce the high quality stuff to fill those shelves.
It's a classic supply chain problem, just digital. We have the distribution network, but the manufacturing, the actual creation of the lesson, the video, the quiz is still largely manual.
It's a bottleneck.
Huge one. Exactly. It's the content saturation bottleneck. So for this deep dive, we're doing something a little different. We're taking two distinct sources from your research stack, and we are smashing them together to see if we can actually solve that bottleneck.
It's a bit of a what-if experiment.
In one corner, we have Adamo.
Right, Videmo. Think of it as the container for education. It's a robust virtual classroom and a learning management system, an LMS.
It's where the teaching happens.
It's the venue. Exactly.
And in the other corner, we have something called the Auto Content API. Now, the documentation calls this an industrial engine for content transformation. It explicitly positions itself as an enterprise-grade alternative to consumer tools like Google's Notebook LM.
And the mission for today is to see what happens when you plug that industrial engine into the virtual classroom. How does Auto Content API transform Vidamo from just a hosting platform?
Into a content-generating powerhouse.
That's the question.
From a container to a generator. I like that image. But before we get to the how, and before we get into the tech specs, we need to understand who we're actually talking about here.
Yeah, who's the user?
Who is the typical Videmo user? Because if this doesn't help them, it's just noise.
Well, Videmo covers a pretty broad spectrum, which is important. You've got your freelance tutors, maybe teaching math or languages remotely. You've got vocational training centers all the way up to universities and corporate training departments. The core value prop is that it blends live interactive video conferencing with an LMS to manage the course flow.
Okay, so let's role play this for a second.
Right.
I'm a tutor. I've set up my academy on Videmo. I've got the whiteboard. I've got the breakout rooms. I'm ready to change lives.
Right.
But here is the pain point, and I think anyone who has ever tried to teach anything will feel this in their bones. Creating the course materials is a nightmare.
It's the definition of linear labor. You have the knowledge in your head or maybe in a textbook, but to turn that into a teachable course, that is a grind. If you want a slide deck, you have to build every single slide. If you want a quiz, you have to write every question, check the answers, and format it. If you want a study guide, you're just typing it out.
The ratio is brutal. I've heard that 1 hour of high-quality teaching content might take, what, 10 hours of prep?
Easily, sometimes more if you're doing multimedia. And that's where the bottleneck creates burnout. You spend so much time building the materials that you have no energy left to actually teach them.
You become an administrator of your own content rather than an educator.
Exactly.
Enter the Auto Content API. Now, looking at the source material, it describes itself as a transformation engine. The slogan that caught my eye was, "Don't create, transform." That sounds nice, but I'm a little skeptical. Is this just a glorified summarizer? What does transform actually mean for our Vidamo tutor?
It's a crucial distinction. A summarizer just makes things shorter. A transformation engine changes the state of the data. The premise is that the tutor already has the raw intelligence. It's in a PDF, a dense textbook, a raw text file, or even a URL. Auto Content API ingests that raw material and restructures it.
It doesn't shrink it, it transmutes it.
Yes, into different formats.
Let's get granular. I want to see this working. I'm a history tutor on Videmo. I have a 50-page PDF on the Industrial Revolution. Usually, I'd spend my entire Sunday afternoon fighting with PowerPoint to make a lesson. What happens now?
Now, you hit the study materials endpoint. The API consumes that PDF. It identifies the key narrative arc, the dates, the figures, the cause and effect relationships, and it outputs a formatted slide deck.
Wait, actual slides, not just a text outline that I have to copy paste into slides.
Actual slides, structured, bulleted, organized logic, ready for the classroom. But it doesn't stop there.
Okay.
It takes that same text and hits the quiz generation endpoint. It creates a 20-question multiple-choice assessment, complete with answer keys and distractors.
Those are the wrong answers that look right.
Yes, which are surprisingly hard to write well.
And because Venmo is an LMS, I assume I can just plug that in.
Exactly. The API output isn't just a Word doc. It's structured data. Venmo can ingest that quiz and deploy it instantly. You've gone from a PDF to a lesson plan, an assessment, and the time it takes to brew a cup of coffee.
That is a massive time saver, I'll grant you that. But honestly, automated quizzes aren't exactly brand new.
True.
We've had basic tools for that for a while. Where this gets interesting to me, and where I think the real shift is happening, is the multimodal aspect.
Yep.
The sources talk a lot about how people learn differently. Some read, some watch, some listen.
This is where we bridge what the industry calls the notebook LM gap. You know, Google's notebook LM?
Yeah, it's that tool where you upload a doc and two AI hosts banter about it. It went viral recently. People love it.
Right. It's engaging. But notebook LM is a consumer tool. You have to go to their website, upload your file, wait for it, download it. It's manual. It's not scalable for a business like Venmo.
I see.
Auto Content API markets itself as the enterprise alternative because it allows for programmatic generation of that audio.
Okay, stop there. Programmatic. That's a tech buzzword. What does that mean for the person running the academy?
It means the software does it automatically in the background without you clicking a button.
Ah.
Imagine a student logging into Venmo. Their professor uploaded a complex academic paper on macroeconomics the night before. Instead of just seeing the PDF link, the student sees a play button.
Mm.
The API has already generated a digestible summary or even a full audio lecture from that text.
So I can listen to my homework like a podcast while I'm on the subway.
Exactly. And the API supports two-way dialogue, a host voice, and an expert voice interacting.
Just like us.
A lot like us. And the research cited in the documents is pretty clear. Retention goes up with dialogue. It turns a monologue into a conversation. It makes the content bingeable.
So if you're a Venmo user, you're suddenly offering a premium podcast experience for every single lesson without ever recording a word. I can see the appeal for the student. It turns dead time commuting, washing dishes into study time. But let's talk about the heavy hitter, video. Audio is one thing, but video production is usually the most expensive line item in any educational budget.
It is. You need lights, cameras, microphones, editing software, a quiet room. A professional explainer video can cost thousands of dollars and take weeks to produce.
And the Auto Content API claims to solve this. I have to be the skeptic here. Usually, cheap AI video looks like.
Huh?
Well, it looks like a robot reading a script.
It's uncanny valley stuff.
Yeah.
That's a fair concern. But the tech has moved fast. This API generates explainer videos and video shorts. Think of the 9.16 vertical format you see on TikTok or YouTube Shorts.
Yep.
It uses AI avatars with synchronized lip syncing. So you have a faceless video summary where a digital presenter explains the complex topic from the text. The API handles the script, the voice, the avatar, and the subtitles.
But is it affordable? Because
yeah.
Usually AI video implies expensive credit usage.
The source uses the term radical efficiency. Producing a short video via the API consumes about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to roughly €4.
€4. For a video that would cost a human team hundreds, if not thousands.
That's the math that disrupts the industry. It democratizes high-end media. A freelance tutor on Venmo, working from their bedroom, can now offer the same multimedia quality as a major university.
They can have a video summary for every single concept they teach.
For pennies.
That is wild. Okay, so that's the user side. The tutors and the schools getting superpowers.
Mm.
But I want to pivot. Let's zoom out and look at Venmo as a business.
Mm.
They're a company that needs to grow, market themselves, and support their customers.
Mm.
How does this API help the platform itself?
This is where we get into strategic growth. Let's look at something unsexy but critical, customer support.
Okay.
Venmo has a guides and tutorials section, you know, how to use the whiteboard, how to set up a breakout room.
Usually text articles, maybe a few screenshots with red arrows drawn on them in MS Paint.
Exactly. And nobody reads them. Auto Content API can crawl those documentation pages and automatically generate 60 to 90 second explainer videos for every single feature.
So they could have hundreds of help videos generated overnight.
Yes. And the source notes, a crucial stat here, adding video explainers leads to fewer support tickets. If a user can watch a 60 second clip on how to mute a microphone, they aren't emailing the help desk.
Right.
That saves Venmo real money on support staff.
It's scalability through self-service. But speaking of scale, Venmo is a global platform. I saw they support English, Bulgarian, Spanish, Arabic, a whole list.
That is the globalization labor. Expanding into a new language market is usually incredibly expensive because you have to hire local content teams to rewrite everything.
Right, you can't just Google Translate your marketing materials. You sound like a robot. Or worse, you say something offensive by accident.
Well, the AutoContent API supports over 50 languages, and it does something called resynthesis. It doesn't just translate the text. It can take an English audio track or video, transcribe it, translate it, and then generate a new audio track in Spanish or Arabic. But here is the kicker. For video, it can lip sync the avatar to the new language.
So Vidamo could take a success story video from a tutor in London, and by tomorrow, that same video is selling their platform to tutors in Madrid and Dubai.
And the person in the video looks like they're speaking Spanish.
Without hiring a single translator or voice actor. That's incredible leverage.
It multiplies their total addressable market by 5 or 10 times instantly.
No.
It effectively removes the language barrier to entry.
There's another marketing tactic mentioned in the sources that I think fits perfectly here, but it's a bit technical. Programmatic SEO, or PSEO.
Right.
Can you break that down for us in plain English?
Sure. PSEO is the strategy of creating thousands of landing pages to capture specific long-tail search traffic.
Give me a demo example.
Okay, instead of just ranking for online tutoring, which is impossible because everyone competes for it, Vidamo wants to rank for online math tutoring in Chicago or LMS for nursing schools in Valencia.
Okay, I see.
Virtual classroom for coding in Berlin.
But Google hates that.
Mm-hmm.
If you just copy-paste the same page and change the city name, they call it thin content and bury you in the search results.
It looks spammy.
Yeah.
Precisely. That's the trap. A shallow puddle of content gets you nowhere. But AutoContent API solves the thin content problem by generating unique multimedia for each page.
How?
It uses deep research to generate a unique text guide for that specific keyword. Then it generates a unique audio track, maybe a mini podcast discussing tutoring in that specific city, and a unique video.
So every landing page has text, audio, and video that is specific to that niche.
Yes. And that increases dwell time, how long a user stays on the page. If a user listens to a 2-minute audio clip, Google sees that engagement and ranks the page higher.
It turns that shallow puddle into a deep ocean.
Exactly. Vidamo could dominate thousands of niche search terms by automating this.
You mentioned deep research there. I want to double click on that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our listeners hear AI writing and they think of ChatGPT just hallucinating, making up facts or quotes.
Right. And in education, accuracy is non-negotiable. You can't teach fake history or made up physics. If Vidamo is going to use this, it has to be accurate.
So how is this different from a standard prompt?
AutoContent API's deep research capability utilizes engines. These aren't just text predictors. They are bots that actively browse the live web.
Hmm.
The source mentions they can read reputable sources like the Financial Times, SEC.gov, or academic journals. They cross-reference claims.
So it's not just guessing the next word, it's looking up facts.
Correct. And crucially, the output is structured data. It returns JSON files with citations and confidence scores.
Okay, JSON files is getting a bit into the weeds. Why does a non-coder care about that?
Think of it as truth insurance or a packing slip for data. Structured data means the content isn't just a big blob of text. It's organized. It has tags. It has citations attached to specific claims.
So an educational platform like Vidamo can programmatically verify the sources before showing it to a student.
Yes. Keeps the data clean.
I see. So how could a Vidamo user, a tutor, apply this deep research?
The source suggests recurring research. Imagine a business tutor on Vidamo. They could set up a daily task to scan for new competitors in the AI space.
Like a news ticker.
Better. The API runs that search every 24 hours, reads the latest articles, synthesizes the findings, and auto-generates a briefing document or even an audio summary for the students.
So the tutor wakes up, and the lesson plan for the day is already updated with news from that morning.
Exactly. It keeps the curriculum living and breathing without the tutor spending hours on Google News.
That is the definition of a force multiplier. Now, we've been talking about this API like a tool you log into, but the source makes a big deal about it being API first. It talks about headless content production. That sounds a bit spooky. What does that mean for a Vidamo Academy owner?
It sounds spooky, but it just means the interface disappears. You don't necessarily log into a dashboard to click buttons. It becomes infrastructure.
I see.
It integrates with workflow automation tools like Make.com and Zapier.
Okay, give me a set it and forget it workflow. How invisible can this get?
Picture this. A tutor uploads a PDF lesson plan to a specific folder in their Vidamo file manager. That's the trigger.
Okay, file uploaded.
Behind the scenes, a tool like Make.com detects that file. It sends it to the Auto Content API. The API ingests it, generates a podcast episode explaining the lesson, creates a 10-question quiz, and builds a slide deck. And then it automatically pushes those assets back into the Vidamo LMS folder. Tutor uploads one file, goes to get a coffee, and comes back to find a fully populated lesson module.
That is, honestly, that's magic. It decouples the creation from the time constraint.
You're building a course while you're brewing coffee.
Exactly.
There is one more feature in the API first bucket that we have to mention. It tackles the star professor problem, voice cloning.
Oh, right. The paradox of the famous teacher. Everyone wants them, but they only have 24 hours in a day.
Exactly. Students want to hear from the professor. They trust that voice. It creates a connection. But the professor can't record a daily update for every single student or course.
They don't have the hours.
No. So they clone their voice.
Does that sound robotic?
The reviews described it as natural, steady, and believable. The professor records a few minutes of audio once to train the model. Then the system can generate audio updates, feedback on assignments, or news briefings in that professor's voice.
So a student submits an assignment, and 5 minutes later they get an audio file of their professor giving feedback. But the professor was asleep.
Potentially, yes. It allows for a level of personalization that simply wasn't scalable before. You get the warmth of the connection without the manual labor of the recording session.
It's impressive, but it also feels a little bit inevitable. Like, once this technology exists, the economics of not using it just don't make sense.
That's the economic argument. The source compares the costs explicitly. A podcast episode, manually produced, $150 to $500, minimum if you're paying for decent quality. With the API, roughly 10 to 200 credits, which is pennies.
You simply can't compete with that math.
Not if you're trying to scale a business.
So let's bring this all together. We have Vidamo, which provides the virtual classroom, the space where learning happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Auto Content API, which provides the infinite teaching assistant.
That's the synergy. Vidamo handles the relationship and the management. Auto Content handles the heavy lifting of material production.
It really highlights this shift the source material talks about, from manual creation to automated transformation.
We are moving toward an era where the barrier to education isn't the production of materials. The barrier is just the desire to learn. If you have the raw information, the format, whether it's video, audio, text, or quiz, is just a choice you make, not a project you have to scope out.
It's a complete decoupling of value from labor hours.
It is. And for a platform like Vidamo, integrating something like this isn't just a nice to have, it's a survival strategy. It's how you scale from being a tool for tutors to being an engine for education.
Which leaves us with a pretty provocative question to chew on. The tech is here. We can take a textbook and turn it into a podcast, a video series, a quiz, and a slide deck in 50 languages for the price of a cup of coffee.
So the question is, what happens to the educational institutions that refuse to automate?
Are they teaching their way, as the slogan goes, or are they standing in the way of learning?
It's a question every educator needs to ask themselves right now.
Something to think about the next time you're stuck building a slide deck on a Sunday afternoon. Thanks for diving in with us.
See you next time.